It is wisdom to enjoy the little things which I see through as the big things which they are. This is the thought for today, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. It is wisdom to enjoy the little things which I see through as the big things which they are. We oftentimes look at little things and we think they're unimportant. We think how foolish they are and how unnecessary they are. And yet, when we really get right down to it, they're quite necessary and they're quite valuable. There was an instructor who gave an example recently, and the example was quite fascinating. In the example, he told about a bottle. He had a bottle, and in the bottle he put some golf balls. And he said to his class, as the golf balls filled the bottle, "Now what do you think of the bottle?" And they said, "Well, the bottle is full." And he said, "Oh." So then he took some little stones, and he took those little stones and added them to the bottle, dropped them in there, and he said to the class, "Okay, now what do you think of the bottle?" And, of course, the class was very sincere in saying that the bottle was indeed very filled. The bottle was filled to the limit because it had all that it could handle in it. Well, now, that seems very evident that you can put no more in there than are there now. And so it was like that for them to look at. When things in your life seem almost too much to handle, when 24 hours in a day are not enough, remember the mayonnaise jar and the beer. This professor, he stood before his philosophy class and had some items in front of him. When the class began, wordlessly, he picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with golf balls. He then asked his class if the jar was full. They all agreed it was full. So the professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into the jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open areas between the golf balls. And then he asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed it was. The professor next picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled everything else. And he asked the class once more if the jar was full. And the class responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then proceeded to produce two cans of beer from under the table and poured the entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand. The students laughed. "Now," said the professor, as the laughter subsided, "I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things, your family, your children, your health, your friends, your favorite possessions, things that if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be very full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, your car. The sand is everything else, the small stuff. If you put the sand into the jar first," he continued, "there'd be no room for the pebbles or the golf balls. The same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are really important to you. Pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness. Play with your children. Take time to get medical checkups. Take your partner out to dinner. Play another 18. There will always be time to clean up the house and fix the disposal. Take care of the golf balls first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand." One of the students raised her hand and inquired what the beer represented. The professor smiled. "I'm glad you asked. It just goes to show you that no matter how full your life may be, there's always room for a couple of beers." Interesting commentary. It is wisdom to enjoy the little things which I see through as the big things which they are. We sometimes wonder about that bottle of mayonnaise jar in which the golf balls and the pebbles and the sand and the beer were put. And the sand does seem to be the little things. Yet it is what fills the majority of our life. It fills our thoughts and our thinking. and it is the big things which they are. For those thoughts and the thinking that we do, those are the things that really leave an impact in our life. Those are the things that decide in our life whether we are happy or sad. The big things, as the author had indicated before, the big things are really not that important. The big things are what? What are the big things? The big things are not the things that we were told about, even though it seemed like they were. The big things were not that at all. What were they? They said that the big things, the golf balls, your family, your children, your health, your friends, your favorite passions, things that if everything else was lost and only there remained, your life would still be full. Well, now, if you are dependent on your family, your children, your health, your friends, and your favorite passions, they can be taken from you so easily. And when they're taken from you, it's your thoughts that remain. The pebbles and the things that matter, like your job, your house, your car, those are things also, if they're taken from you. Your life goes on in a very wonderful way. But it's the small things. The things like the sand. The things like the sand that goes on in our life and is sometimes not paid much attention to. How often do we really pay attention to our thoughts? How often do we really pay attention to the things that are really important? Do you pay attention to the thoughts that you're thinking when you think, I am happy, I'm sad? You know, if something happens to you to make you feel very uptight and tense, you can immediately say, I am at peace, I am relaxed, I am relaxed. That's just a thought. And yet that thought can make the difference between happiness and sadness in your life. That thought can make all the difference in the world, in you and your life. Now, what is it that we want to do in our life? What is it that we want to have in our life? What sort of experiences do we want to know in our life? Yes, that's a good thought, isn't it? What sort of experiences do we want to know? Well, whatever those experiences are that we want to know, those are the things that make our life the reality that is. They are the big things, even though they seem small. For every thought we think is a powerhouse to accomplish any good we want in our life. So let's put the priorities where they are. Our thoughts are the number one priority in our life. As a man thinketh, so is he. We've heard that before and often. What is our thought? Do we like ourselves? Do we say, I like me, I like me, I like me? Do we surround ourselves with harmonious people? Do we say, I surround myself with harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances? Do we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body every moment of our life, living in our healthy, dynamic, positive, wonderful body? These are all just thoughts. But my, what wonderful thoughts they are. Do you put those thoughts in motion in your life? Do I put them in motion in my life? Well, the kind of life we live is a perfect indication of how we put those thoughts in motion. I had a young lady write me the other day and say that she had a few problems in her life. And these problems were problems of relationships, problems of health, problems of right attitude about her life and her work. Every one of them could be solved by positive thinking. Every one of them could be solved, her right relationships. I now have my perfect right relationships and I live harmoniously. Her health, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Just say it again and again and again and again until it is driven into your consciousness as your reality, and then your body responds to that. It isn't difficult to do once you've done it. But it's a reminder to keep doing it so that it stays there. It is the wisdom to enjoy the little things which I see through as the big things which they are. Our thoughts are the little things which are the big things that change our life and make our world into the magnificent world that it is. This is your thought for today. Have a wonderful day. Experience wonderful thoughts and live a wonderful life. I love you. I love you.
I love you.